All right, we're going to learn how to tune a guitar. A guitar has six strings, and let's see, the top one here, the highest string is an E, and then we have a B, and then we have a G, and then we have a D, then we have a B, and then we have a low E. So we have a high E and a low E. Those should sound similar. They're an octave apart. One way to tune the guitar to get these notes is if you have a piano, you can just go to the piano and hit these notes, and then with your ear you try to match them. If you don't have a piano, somehow you have to get these pitches. You can go right online in what you can download. There's some sites that you can go to, and then you just push the button that says E, and it will make the sound, this sound. And then with this turner, it's going sharper. You try to match what you hear. So the computer will go, and your guitar will be up here, and you'll have to try to match the tune. So that's one way to go. The way guitar people have been doing it for decades is, and that's in your packet as well, is they start with the lowest note, and if you just get the lowest note to be the right note, it's an E on the piano, a low E, what you do is you take your finger and you count off five frets. These little lines break up the frets. So the fret is not the line, it's what's in between. So this is fret 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we're at the fifth fret. You just press it down with your finger, and you play it, and that should be the same note as the next string. So these two have to match up. And then when you tune this fifth string to the sixth, then you just go to the next one. That seems a little flat. Tighten it a little bit. Then when this one is now in tune, you go to the next one. Those sound like the same note. And then the next one is a little bit different. You go one fret back. So it's the fourth fret. Those two have to sound the same. And then finally, you go to the second string here. Has to match with the first string. So if this first string was way off, you'd go like this. So I'm listening to make those sound like one string. Still a little flat. Now that's kind of the way guitar people have been doing it for a long, long time. But over the last 10 years, most guitar players, and even the very best, instead of going with your ear, where there's a lot of air, people get just a $15 electronic tuner. And the electronic tuner is great because if your strings are reasonably close, within a note or two, if you just play the string, the tuner will tell you which string you're trying to tune, and it has a little arrow. And when the arrow is at the top, it's in tune. So I know what I have to do. The arrow isn't quite at the top, I have to tighten the string a little bit. Then I just look to see the arrow go, and when it's in the middle, then it's in tune. Then I go to the next one, and the electronic tuner knows what string I'm trying to go for. So my ear was not quite as good as the tuner here. That's how you tune your guitar.